Penguin Random House Audio presents The Mapmaker's Children by Sarah McCoy. Read for you by Abby Creighton and Cassandra Campbell with Jane Jacobs. Prologue. New Charlestown, West Virginia. February 2010. The old house on Apple Hill Lane shuddered against the weighty snow that burdened its pitch. The ancient beams moaned their secret pains to the wintering doves in the attic. The nesting duo pushed feathered bosoms together, blinked, and nodded quickly, as if to say, "Yes, yes, we hear. Yes, yes, we know." While down deep in the cellar, the metal within the doll's porcelain skull grew crystals along its ridges, sharp as a knife. The skull did all it could to hold steady against the shattering temperature for just one more minute of one more hour. The front door banged open, and a gust of snowy wind ran madly through the house's heart chambers.
"The newspapers and TV weathermen called it Snowmageddon," said a silver-haired man,
not yet old by the house's standards. He was followed by a woman bundled in thick knits and gloves.
"There's another on the way. An Alberta clipper storm. Driving down from Canada, apparently. Did we have to do this today?"
"We've waited long enough, Dad," said a younger man, entering last. "I know you're eager to flip this place, but there's no reward in being hasty," the elder chastised. "Never mind."